Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. President Biden sidelined with COVID, but he's certainly going to be busy working the phones. Democratic leadership in Washington have called on him to step aside to bow out of his reelection effort. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly showed him polling and said we'd lose in November. Mayor Adams, a staunch supporter of the president, tells us here on 1010 Winds that he hasn't changed his mind.
I'm riding with Biden. I've made that clear over and over again.
Okay.
I believe that what he has done in this country around the economy, around public safety, and even in the areas where I disagree, I look at the totality of a person's work. I believe that he can continue to move this country in the right direction.
The New York Times says Biden has not changed his mind about dropping out, but has become more receptive to those conversations. Axios is reporting he could make a decision as early as this weekend. We've dealt with three heat waves this summer so far, and we're not even halfway through summer. To help New Yorkers manage the extreme heat, and given we're likely to get more of it in the future with climate change, there's an effort at City Hall to require landlords buy, install, and maintain air conditioning units or cooling systems for tenants. Councilman Lincoln Ressler introduced a bill that would update the existing housing code. It would apply to high-rises, walk-ups, multifamily buildings, including those owned by the city. He says it will save lives. In fact, about 350 New Yorkers die each year from heat-related illnesses, according to the city. Those who don't comply, based on the legislation, if it were passed, would face a $1,250 fine per day for noncompliance. An NYPD probationary officer will be laid to rest today in the Bronx. A funeral underway at this hour for 33-year-old Edgar Ordonez at the Church of St. Anselm on Tinton Avenue.
We're the people who come together today with tears in our eyes and heavy hearts because Edgar's gone home to God, all too young.
Well, the collapse happened on Wednesday during an outdoor training. He was at the police shooting range when it happened. The medical examiner's office working to determine whether the death was heat-related. Commissioner Edward Caban says Ordonez joined the department to change people's lives for the better. And for all who knew him, he did exactly that. Mayor Adams reacting to yesterday's incident at a Brooklyn rally. City Council member Susan Schwong was arrested for allegedly biting a police officer. The mayor telling us he understands emotions were running high, but it is a serious offense.
I'm disappointed on what happened in this unfortunate situation. I think she's a new young council person that wants to advocate on behalf of her community. And these are extremely emotional issues that we're talking about. But it was a pretty nasty bite that the chief received from the council person.
He adds he plans to sit down with the council member and discuss a way to resolve the issue. Yesterday's protest was in opposition to a planned homeless shelter in Bensonhurst. The council member has been vocally against it. Her office says she was protecting an 80-year-old woman at the protest when that alleged biting incident happened. The Kennedy Center honorees for this year include names like Francis Ford Coppola, The Grateful Dead, Bonnie Raitt, and something that's never happened before, a city landmark will be honored.
It was exciting because this is the first time, right, that an institution is being recognized.
It's an iconic theater committed to Black culture with legends like Luther Vandross, Aretha Franklin, and James Brown gracing its stage. The Apollo is a beacon for its community, and today it was named as one of the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center Honors. Camila Forbes is the executive producer of the Apollo.
It's a real opportunity, but also for us to not only talk about not only celebrating our history, but also celebrating the contemporary work that we're doing to continuing to be that beacon in culture.
The Apollo is also celebrating its 90th anniversary this year, and you can catch their participation when CBS broadcasts the Kennedy Center Honors on Monday, December 23rd. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.